The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. For my listeners in Ohio, it is no surprise at all that you are listening to Bob Burney Live. But to our friends in Tampa, Florida, now, I am not the voice that you were anticipating hearing. I have the privilege of filling in for Bill Bunkley today. Bill is under the weather a little bit, and we certainly need to be praying for his health. And because of that, I have the privilege of simulcasting, as we do occasionally, on Faith Talk, 570 and 910 AM in Tampa, Florida, as well as AM 880, WRFD, and 104.5 FM here in Columbus, Ohio. Well, I have a big stack of stories that I was all set to discuss with you. However, here's the breaking news. A verdict has been reached in the Derek Chauvin murder trial. It has not been announced yet. It will be announced soon. And the nation is waiting anxiously. Now, this is pure speculation on my part. I want you to know that. And I could be wrong, completely wrong. But because they have reached a verdict so quickly. You say, well, Bob, they started deliberating last night. I know. But considering the importance of this case, the national and even international spotlight on this case, the fact that they have been able to reach a verdict in less than one full day of deliberation, I suspect there will be at least one guilty verdict. I think if it was a hung jury or not guilty or an acquittal, it would have taken much, much longer. It would have indicated that there was a holdout or two on the jury. So, again, it is total, complete speculation on my part, but I am expecting at least some kind of guilty verdict. Got the TV monitor up here in the studio. I've got my computer up. I'm looking at all the major news sites. And as soon as a verdict is read, I will pass that along to you. In the meantime, would you join me in praying for peace? We do not need more riots. And they accomplish nothing. peaceful protests, of course, but looting, damage, violence, fires, attacks accomplish nothing. And there are so many on the left that continues to throw fuel on the fire. Maxine Waters should be driven out of the U.S. Congress. If we don't get a guilty verdict, we've got to be more confrontational. Really? More confrontational than shooting at National Guard? More confrontational than burning buildings down? More confrontational than extreme violence? More confrontational than attacking police and injuring police? Maxine Waters wants more confrontation than that? The Democrats tried, well, not tried, they did. They impeached Donald Trump for something far less severe. And then we've got President Biden today. President Biden tweeted out, well, I'm praying for the right verdict, and I think the evidence is overwhelming. We have the President of the United States saying he believes that the guy is guilty. Talk about adding fuel to the fire. What if Derek Chauvin is acquitted? What if we got the President of the United States saying he should be guilty? Oh, my goodness. The liberal left almost exists to sow discord, strife, dissension. The liberal left thrives on dividing us racially, economically. They want us divided because that's how they maintain power. So anyway, a verdict has been reached. It has not been read yet. I would assume that will happen probably within the next hour, I would think. But as soon as it is read, I will certainly pass it along to you. And I don't care where you stand on this. Pray that there will be peace. Enough of the violence. Enough of it. But people have a right to be filled with rage. Love to see you prove that to me biblically. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm about doing things biblically. Anyway, sadly, I think we will have riots tonight, no matter what the verdict is. And that's sad. All right, here is news. Headline, half of U.S. adults have received at least one COVID-19 shot. Almost 130 million people, 18 and older, have received at least one dose, which represents 50.4% of the total adult population. This from the Centers for Disease Control. 84 million adults, or about 32.5% of the population, have been fully vaccinated. Now, what is going to be fascinating to watch? If what we have been told about the vaccine is true, all we got to do is get everybody vaccinated, and this thing's going to go away, and we're going to kind of go back to normal. Yeah, we'll have a few cases here and there, but all we need to do is get everybody vaccinated, and this thing's going to go away. I don't know whether that's the case or not, honestly. I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying that's what we have been told. So if it is true that half of the U.S. adult population has been vaccinated, we should see an enormous and quick decline in COVID cases across America. That hasn't happened here in Ohio. We have, I think, about 40% of our population that have been vaccinated. And we have been in the midst of a surge. Now, the last 2 days, there has been a slight decrease in the number of cases, but we have not seen the decline that we were led to believe would occur. However, and I say this cautiously, but I say it factually, very little of what we have been told about this COVID-19 thing has come to pass. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Don't accuse me of that. And I'm certainly not trying to sow discord. I'm just stating fact. The experts have not been right very often. All right, we'll take a break. Once again, the breaking news, a Chauvin verdict has been reached by the jury. It has not been read yet. We are waiting for that to happen. 877-BOB-LIVE is my number. That'll work in Ohio. It'll work in Florida. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live, whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, or whether you're listening in Tampa, Florida. I am privileged to be your host today. Today is in some ways going to be historic. A verdict has been reached in the Derek Chauvin trial, and it has just been announced that the verdict will be read sometime between 4:30 and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So between 40 minutes and an hour. Sometime between 4:30 and 5 o'clock Eastern Time, the verdict will be read. I don't know what it is. I suspect it will be at least one guilty. He is charged with second degree unintentional murder, third degree murder, and second degree manslaughter. And I'm assuming that at least second degree manslaughter, because there doesn't have to be any intent with that at all. So we'll see. 4:30 to 5, but a verdict has been reached. And I'm just praying that there will be peace. All right, we're going to go to the phones, and I've got Frank in Columbus, Ohio. And evidently Frank wants to comment on the Chauvin verdict. Frank, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Absolutely, Bob, and good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
I guess all we can do is pray for peace, but as you said, I suspect we're going to see, no matter how this thing was going to go, cities are going to burn, because that's where we're at today. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, like in Columbus, the prosecutor at the last protest session we had here let people go, dropped all charges. So these people feel like, you know, they can do this without impunity, and they will. So with that said, I want to talk about the trial. I don't want to talk about what guilty, not guilty. I want to talk about how it was handled, not only by how it's being handled by the media, the president, Maxine Waters, the people outside protesting, and the jurors inside. You know, one person, it's now two people have gotten pig heads on their door with blood it all around who had anything to do with the trial. I don't know. If I was a jurist, what would you do?
Well, you can't tell. You got to wonder what was going through the minds and the hearts of the jurors, Frank. They have got to sense some kind of fear. I mean, if they have any intelligence at all, they know that if they do not find him guilty, cities across America are going to burn. And even if they do find him guilty, cities may burn. And the fact that the jury was not sequestered, Frank, What kind of insanity is that with a case with this high profile that the jurors were not sequestered? And they were just advised, don't watch the news. What? And, you know, if he is found guilty, the judge yesterday came out and said that Maxine Waters' statements alone would be the basis of an appeal. So I don't know this judge, and I haven't watched a whole lot of the trial, but it does not seem like the judge has handled this very well. And I know there's an enormous amount of pressure and stress on him, but it certainly doesn't look like he's handled it well. Are you there, Frank? Evidently, we lost Frank. Frank, it wasn't us. We lost Frank. We are living in such a violent time. And to those of you in Tampa, allow me to deal with a local story here, but you've probably heard about it. We are broadcasting from Columbus, Ohio, which is the home of the Ohio State University, and here we are, proud Buckeyes. We love our Buckeye football team, and okay. Something absolutely shameful happened over the weekend. Every year, the students have what they call the Chit Fest, C-H-I-T-T, because it's held on Chittenden Avenue. Well, a couple of nights ago, well over 1,000 Ohio State University students gathered for this wild, crazy, drunken riot. Several cars were overturned. And these are cars of fellow students. They were drunk out of their head. They were doing crazy things. And the university has released a statement that they are, quote, disappointed in their students. What? Over 1,000 students from Ohio State University rioted, caused thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage, vandalism on houses, fraternities, sororities, a whole bunch of cars were not just damaged. They were flipped upside down in the street, and the university says they're disappointed. And, oh, by the way, we might have disciplinary action. We might have disciplinary action. You know, my entire adult life, I have been ridiculed because I went to an extremely conservative and strict Christian university. I mean, it's okay. I'm not complaining. But seriously, I've spent my entire life being ridiculed because I went to a strict conservative Christian university. Anybody want to guess how many riots we had on that campus? Yeah. Yeah. All right. Quick break. We'll be back.